At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So Dan Radakovich sent out just kind of like a graphic. He also has done a newsletter explaining, obviously, he's lobbying for the Hurricanes to get in the college football playoffs. But the graphic just has some stats on it where if you look at it, and again, I guess you could do this with any team, but they have outscored their opponents this season 409 to 166.
Hmm.
That is a huge differential.
It is.
They are 10-2 on the season, 6-2 in the ACC. Common opponents against the field, Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm.
And head-to-head, Miami won. That was a top 10 win when they beat them. They had the common opponent of Stanford. Miami beat Stanford by 35. Notre Dame beat them by 29.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Syracuse, Notre Dame won by 63. Remember, they put up 70 at the end of the season, which was a great style victory, no doubt. Miami beat Syracuse by 28, but Notre Dame beat them by 63. Pitt, Miami beat Pitt just this week by 31. Notre Dame beat them by 22. NC State, Miami beat NC State by 34. Notre Dame beat them by 29. So four common opponents and a head-to-head matchup against Notre Dame. Miami beat them head-to-head and beat three of their four common opponents by more points. Florida State, head-to-head, Miami. I'm sorry, Alabama. Alabama, common opponent, Florida State. Miami beat Florida State by 6. Alabama lost to them by 14. Texas.
Yep.
Common opponent?
UF.
Florida. Miami beat them by 19. Texas lost to Florida by 8. I mean, there's some real valuable data here that leads you to something. I'm reading some of the other stuff in here.
The Notre Dame one is, I don't say the best argument, but whatever. It's the one they talk about the most because they're not in a conference. I can't even argue SEC with them. They don't have a lot of great teams that they played this season. They have maybe two quality wins, and y'all whoop their ass when y'all are on the same field together. That's the frustration. That's why I think we've heard for a couple hours today.
The two losses on the Dan Radakovich graphic, the two losses, SMU in overtime, by 6 points in overtime. Louisville by 3 points. Their two losses this year were by a total of single digits.
Yeah.
20-plus points and 300-plus yards in every game this season. Power conference opponents averaged 15 points this season. They have a top 20 offense in the country, top 10 defense in the country. They have top projected draft picks up the wazoo.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own editorial, the wazoo.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And they have, in all honesty, one of the most exciting players in all of college football in Malachi Toney.
That's true.
It's hard to imagine the college football playoffs is better without Miami. And I'm not even asking for a pity entrance. They deserve it. Like, it. This is why it's so maddening. Mm-hmm. By almost every statistical point, they deserve to be there. By the eye test, they deserve to be there. And by the personnel that they're putting out on the field, they deserve to be there.
That's why I asked about the draw. Because it's some reason why they're disrespecting the Canes. Radakovich did a great job with those numbers.
Yeah.
That was a lot of stuff I didn't even know. The head-to-head, the point differentials and all. Like, and that's what this committee is supposed to be looking at. Why are the Canes not respected as the other teams are? They used to be. This isn't, Larry, this isn't Butch Davis Canes anymore. This is after Al Golden. This is after all those guys.
But what I think it is, like, again, if you're saying why aren't they as respected as Notre Dame, I mean, Notre Dame's Notre Dame. You're never going to achieve that. Notre Dame is an iconic collegiate brand. It's a brand associated with college football and Americana and, you know, doing the right thing. Remember the Catholics versus convicts? Like, there's so like, if you're trying to say, how come the Canes don't have as much national support and recognition and excitement as Notre Dame, they never will. No one ever will. Notre Dame is a unique brand. It's why they're able to be an independent college football program. That's how well respected and loved that brand is. They don't need a conference.
There's
almost no teams that could do that.
And I've been to South Bend, and they only have like 8,000 students to put national championship teams on the field and be able to recruit them. Like, it is a total different thing. Maybe because there's nobody. When I was coming out, UM wasn't Notre Dame. You're talking about like the national respect. But I'm looking at Ed Reed. I'm looking at Ray Lewis. I'm looking at, that was when Calais was young. I'm looking at Frank. I'm looking at CP. I'm looking at Willis. I'm looking at Andre Johnson. There are Canes.
Number one pick in the NFL draft this season. Number one overall pick in the NFL draft. And who's coming out? Reuben Bain.
Mm-hmm.
Mezidor. Carson Beck. All these guys are going to be drafted, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It may be, but who's the last one before Cam? Was it?
Well, why do we have to keep moving the goalposts? Like, you literally had the number one overall draft pick last season.
Respect was built. It's built where, they got back last year with Cam. Now you're seeing Reuben Baines. And you know Reuben Baines is my favorite player in college football.
How many times do you have to beat Notre Dame to get respect? I mean, you just have to beat them the one time during the season?
I'm on your side. It seems like the disrespect is deeper than on-the-field point differential.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jewels.
Yeah, but the reality is Notre Dame, sure, their cachet in terms of brand is way bigger than Miami's, but Miami's like one of the only brands, even despite them not being as successful as some of the other teams, can still like hold a candle to the top programs in the country. The reality is, though, like Alabama has been dominant since the late 2000s, and that brand holds way more cachet in the sense of like people thinking they belong with the best teams. And Notre Dame does as well because they were in a championship game last year, and Miami hasn't. They haven't had that type of success. And I also think there's some bias against Miami. Like to totally always, throw that out.
Always has been.
Is ridiculous in my Crowder.
The bias towards the convicts and Catholics bias? What bias?
No. People don't think Miami belongs in the conversation. The brand of Miami, the Hurricanes, the U belongs in the conversations with college football royalty, which is goes back a long time. But Hawk, it's not only that. I think Miami hasn't been as good, but what's funny here is that they don't want to give them the chance to be good anymore. Like, well, they don't want to put them in the situation.
The more I think about it too, though, like if you're doing the where are the draft picks, when are the last top Notre Dame draft picks?
I think they're
Rocket Ismail? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They had a bunch of defenders go last year, but to your point, it wasn't Cam Ward. But, it wasn't Heisman Trophy winner. It wasn't number one.
They were the national championship game a year ago.
My thing about the draft picks was Notre Dame, I don't know if y'all want to admit it because they're messing over the Canes. Their brand is bigger than their team success.
1,000 times.
It's Notre Dame.
1,000 times.
That's what Notre Dame is.
But it still has to, like, you go back to the Hurricanes with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and go, that's the Miami. Notre Dame was built on Newt Rockne in 1875. No offense to Brady Quinn and Chris Zorich, but I mean, what are we doing here?
I think the Canes were built on players more than, like, I don't think It's All About the U is a song that's played anywhere else but here. It's not all about the U around the nation.
But people know that the Hurricanes brand.
You could find a Yankees hat. You could find a Yankees hat anywhere in the world.
Crowder,
you're not finding a Hurricanes hat in California or Texas.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, you're not.
100%.
Yes, you are.
I travel all the time.
No, you are.
Tell me what the hell you talking about. You think
you think that
U is world? Not with world. We won't go world. Nationwide known. I think y'all are
100%. It's why they're constantly on national TV. It's why Paul Feinbaum, even when they're
nationally
asked, spends segments nationally talking about the Miami
I got to tell you, there's no question in my mind that more Hurricanes hats and more Hurricanes apparel is sold nationally than the Gators, LSU, and Ole Miss combined.
The Canes are beating SEC sales.
Yes.
You're crazy.
Nationally.
You're crazy. Well, look, you're crazy.
Absolutely.
There's
I don't know if you can break it down nationally, but I guarantee
there's
you.
There's no chance.
Crowder. Yeah. Crowder. No, Miami
you
plays
think there's
at
a
Cal
bunch of people
year
in Philadelphia saying, let's go Canes.
Yes.
I can, boy, that Brad Kaya.
Yes.
They travel better than any ACC program
They don't even go to their own games.
Yeah, that was a bad argument.
No, but it's true. It's true. But you're right. They don't. But the people who live in California, the people who live in Virginia, they're Canes fans. Why are they Canes fans? Because they grew up watching the late 80s, early 2000s, early 90s Canes that were dominant. The same reason the Dolphins have a ton of fans in Europe, because they grew up watching Dan Marino.
Well, I just think that national fandom is built from teams over the years that you were exposed to over and over and over again. And in the 80s and 90s, I mean, early 2000s, that was Miami. They were Alabama. The way that we see Alabama now, so you can't all of a sudden say that just drops off a cliff. That's where it comes from. It's built from that.
That was when was the last success? What was that, 2002?
But that's my point.
23 years ago,
that was
fellas.
My point. That's why they're losing these types of battles. Notre Dame, even though they haven't won a natty, they've been in the natty. Alabama, even though this year maybe they're not as good as those teams, for the past 15 years, they were there. Every single year, they're in that conversation. So people are looking at the Canes saying, no, the U's not back. You have to prove it to us. Well, guess what? You're not giving us the opportunity to go prove it to you.
Well, you got to get to the ACC title game. Like, you got to handle it yourself. But guess who else has never been to an ACC title game?
Oh.
Notre Dame. I'll take that as a dub. I'll take that as a dub. I mean, if you do them head-to-head, neither team has been in an ACC title game.
Neither of them have won the ACC.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.